All You Need Is Love by Gordon Stewart.
Rosie, my darling, I'm back. Have you missed me? Because I've missed you, you gorgeous creature. Yeah, when are we going to get together, eh? Time's getting on.
I've told you before. You've got to prove that you can keep me in a manner to which I'm accustomed. Are you having your usual?
Yeah, got to build up my stamina after the operation so I can take care of you, my darling. Better make it a pint of Guinness.
Huh? It'll take more than a pint of Guinness, Charlie, to take...
Rosie, Rosie, don't fight it. You know, you'll find me irresistible. And that's the way I feel about you. I think the world of you. You're my dream girl. I have been since the first time I saw you. The way you bought a pint was sheer magic. The way you spoke and everything. I just knew we was meant for each other. So, what do you say?
Here's your Guinness. And I've told you, time and time again, you've got to prove to me that your intentions are sincere and that were I to, not promising you, mind you...
Any chance to get a pint, Irene?
Oh. Now, where were we?
Yeah, all right, Rosie, I'll show you, so be prepared. Another one of those, Rosie, Tom. Have you seen Frank?
Yeah. Yeah, he's sitting over there in the corner, picking his dead cert winners on the GGs, which never finished the course, as usual.
Yeah, couldn't see him hiding behind the sporting life. Yeah, Frank! Yeah, watch him, Frank. Be with you in a minute. Do you want a drink?
Yeah, suppose so. I'll have half a best bitter.
And half a bitter for Frank. You haven't seen Al, have you, Rosie?
Yeah, he's in the snug with his lady friend.
Yeah, give him a shout, Rosie. Tell him to come round and chat, will you?
Here's your drinks. Now that'll
be... Yeah, put it on your slate, will you, love? How you doing, Frank? Here's your drink.
Thanks. Oh, same as ever. Waiting and hoping.
Yeah, I know what you mean. How's Petal these days? Is she any better?
Yeah, same as ever. This is painful, that's painful. Moan, it's never ending. I just wish I could get away from it all. One of these days, I'm going to be lucky.
What would you do, Frank, if you don't get lucky on the GGs? Would you consider something with better odds than the horses, eh?
Suppose so. What have you in mind? Charlie boy, you ain't thinking what I'm thinking, are you? Ah, no way, we're too old, Charlie. We'd never get away with it.
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking along those lines, Frank. Think about it. Our speciality hasn't made the headlines for some time now. We got the skills. Might get a bit rusty, but... With a bit of rehearsing, we could pull it off.
It'd never work. He'd think we're off our trolleys.
No, Frank. We're professionals. We know what to do.
Now, maybe so, Charlie, but we're old men. We ain't youngsters. We're past our prime. We've all got health problems. Me with me ulcers and bleeding half blind. You've got heart problems in your knees and everything. Now, well, where do you begin? I wonder sometimes what his lady friend sees in him.
Yeah. I know all that, but statistics tell us that you don't get caught doing a robbery. It's what happens afterwards that catches them out. The old Bill ain't going to suspect old geezers with one foot in the grave. Well, just think about it. Take your time. Not too long, though.
Yeah, it might just be. No, I'm talking about it. But you've got to convince me. The odds need to stack up in our favour.
Yeah, of course. We'll have to
We need help. Us three won't be able to do everything.
Yeah, of course. I'm working on that.
Like, who had you in mind?
Well, I'm working on it. I've got someone in mind, but that's for our next meeting.
Yeah, right. When are we going to speak with Al? He usually drops in at lunchtime with his lady friend.
He's in the snug with her. Yeah, I've asked Rosie to give him a shout. Anyway, drink up, I'll get you another one.
I'd better not, because...
Well, just hang on until Al gets here, and he shouldn't be long.
Well, all right, I'll have a quick half.
Yeah, right. Half it is. Yeah, another half, Rosie, and... Sorry, you wait to be served. Well, what a surprise. If it ain't Sergeant Benedict. I thought you retired. Still locking up those nasty criminals.
Thought I might see you in here. Keeping your nose clean, I hope.
Of course, I'm being a model citizen these days. Besides, I'm too old for any capers, Sarge.
Yeah, I'll believe that when you're residing in the cemetery. Oh, pint the best bitter, Rose, please. And that goes for your pals, too. Oh, thanks, Rose. Keep the change.
We're reformed characters, seeing the light, Sarge.
You must have noticed that a few of your contemporaries thought they could make a comeback. And guess what, Charlie? They're staying at a little place in the countryside, courtesy of HMG.
Some people never learn, Sarge. We, on the other hand, have seen the light of day.
Here's your drinks, Charlie. I take it you wanted another. What did Sergeant Benedict have to say?
Oh, thank you, my darling. Oh, just asking after me health, me and the boys.
Well, that doesn't sound like Sergeant Benedict.
You want a word with me, Charlie? Oh, you remember Molly, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Hello, Molly. You're looking well, as ever.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, we need to have a little chat, Al. You, Frank, and me, with regard to a proposition I have in mind that could be beneficial to us.
I can't stop now, because Molly and me have arranged to meet some other people. We don't want to be late, right, Molly?
Yeah, that's right. Alan and me have got to go.
Yeah, right. Well, me and Frank have had a quick chat, and he's interested. So, how about meeting this evening? Okay with you?
Yeah, okay. All right with you, Molly. About 7.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'll just check with Frank if that's okay for him. Yeah, that's all right with him. 7 o'clock it is. It's quiet then. We shouldn't be disturbed. Yeah, bye, Molly. Great to see you again.
Bye, Charlie. Same to you.
What are you up to, Charlie Rickardson? I hope you're not up to any mischief.
Rose, my dear, as if I would. I'm a reformed person because of my love for you. You know that. Yeah, give us a quick kiss while no one's looking.
Oh, you've got a nerve, Charlie. Mm. Oh, come on, then. Yeah, that's your lot. Mustn't be greedy.
Right, yeah.
Off with you.
I'll be on my way, then. I've got some serious thinking before this evening. Farewell, my love. Till later.
Bye, Charlie. Don't think too much. You know how painful it can be.
You're very funny. Yeah. Bye. Yeah, I wonder where Frank's got to. It's past 7 o'clock. Nothing's happened at home.
He better be here soon. Molly and me could be doing other things.
Be patient, I'm sure he'll be here soon. Oh, yeah, and when he does, I'll have to ask you to leave us, Molly. You can have a chat with Rosie.
Of course, Charlie. As long as you're not too long.
Oh, that sounds like Frank. Yeah, I've got your pint over here, Frank.
Thanks. Sorry I'm late. The trouble and strife over one of their turns. I've got to have a lie down eventually on the settee. It's touch and go whether I could get here. I needed that pint.
Right, let's get down to business. Yeah, Molly, if you don't mind, if you'd leave us now. Yeah, have a drink on me. Ask that Rosie to put it on me slate. Yeah, thanks. Right, I think I'm right in suggesting that we're in need of a... Yeah, how can I put it? a boost to our personal financial situation. Am I right?
Too bloody true, mate.
Yeah, that goes for me too. Oh, give us a smoke, Charlie, whilst Molly ain't around.
Yeah, sure, here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Right, gents. What I have in mind... Al, do you think you ought to be smoking that fag? Ain't doing you any good.
Yeah.
Put it out before it puts you out.
You could be right.
Yeah, to continue. As you know, we have been very successful in our chosen career. Oh, except for a couple of breaks when we had holidays on the continent. When we came back, things had changed. The authorities had raised their game. And, of course, we lost a couple of our associates. Luigi was deported back to Sicily. And poor Eddie, well, bless his soul, was taken from us by the big sea.
All right, Charlie, get on with it. Before we start again, let's have a drink, eh?
Yeah, I could do another one. I'm dry as a bone.
Yeah, Rosie, let's have another round, love.
Same again, yeah?
Now, come on, Charlie, get to the point.
Yeah, get to the point. I'll have to be off soon. Otherwise, Pet will be down here playing holy owl when she finds I've gone out.
All right. As you know, our expertise centred around the post office in various departments, and it so happens that certain information has come my way as regards the movement of a shedload of Dodge by van from the depot in South London to the depot where the Dodge is destroyed in the West Midlands. And furthermore, now get this, the Dodge is all unidentifiable and there's no security except the driver and one other.
Here's your drink, gentlemen.
Ah, this is going to go down a treat.
Mind what you're up to.
Right. You were saying?
And I also have information as to the route the van will take. But I haven't got the day and time for the transfer. I'll get that 24 hours in advance. So, are you both up for it?
There's a possibility, I suppose.
Yeah, but I'd want a few more details.
Yeah, of course, the finer details. If we are in agreement and think we can put it off, it's for another meeting.
We need at least one other help. Have you got anyone in mind? What about your lad?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I would have asked Chas, but he's still on... holiday for the next 3 months. But his missus, Marilyn, could take his place. She's a good driver. As good a driver as Chas. She can handle herself, no problem.
Look, I'll have to...
Well, I did manage to hear a couple of things, which, to be honest, Molly, if I'm right, they're planning a robbery. I know, the look on your face says it all.
They must be out of their tiny minds. Do you think they're serious? Doesn't bear thinking about.
I heard post office, shed loads of dosh, no security, and Charlie's got the route the van will take, so it seems it's for real.
They must be desperate if they are serious. But we've got to stop them, Rose, or they'll end up in prison. Or dead.
Yeah, either way, it's a death sentence. What are they thinking? They're well past their prime, for goodness sake.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. So what are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know at the moment. But I've got this feeling that this is for our benefit. Marilyn, am I glad to see you. How are you, love?
Ah, oh, not so bad, thanks. I'm supposed to be meeting Chaz's dad. I had a phone call this morning to meet him and Frank and Al here this evening. Sounded important. Did you want me for something?
Yeah, right, sir. Well, it depends what you think after you've had a word with Charlie and the others. On the other hand, I could have a quick chat now, and then another after you've spoken to Charlie and company.
Something's going on here. First Charlie, then you. What is it, then?
They're planning a job.
What?
Shh. Rose overheard them talking about the post office job, and it ain't delivering letters.
Marilyn, you better go and meet the boys, but don't let them on that you know anything.
Yes, of course. Hello, Charlie.
Oh, Rose, I hope we can come up with something. I've grown very attached to Al.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm the same about Charlie. I do tease him and everything, but I am very fond of him. Well, it's more than fondness, if you know what I mean. It's no good, Molly. I've got to concentrate, and I can't do that behind the bar. I'll go and ask Mick if I can have the evening off. We never get very busy this part of the week. Wait a minute, Molly. It's okay. Mick's agreed for me to have the evening off. I'll get us a couple of drinks, then we can sit over there and work something out. Marilyn might have some idea after a chat with the boys. Hey, cheers, Molly. Let's hope we can put a stop to this business. Oh, here comes Marilyn.
Right, they are planning to do a post office job. And they want me as their driver. Of course, I went along with the idea. Can you imagine three geriatrics committing a robbery? It'd be like one of them ailing comedies. We're going to meet here tomorrow evening to discuss more details.
Anyone got a suggestion how we're going to stop our heroes?
Can't think of anything at the moment.
I might have an idea, girls.
What is it?
Well, it'll mean calling in a few favours.
Yeah, but she's gonna...
Get on with it, Al.
All right, Al.
I think I know what you're getting at. Is Marilyn capable of nicking the right set of wheels? And the answer to that is yes. Look, let's pack it in now. You both know what you've got to do between now and tomorrow evening. I need a move. My joints is aching.
Yeah, I better get off home. Don't want Petal getting suspicious.
Right, and I'll go and look for Molly.
Rosie, my darling, every time I set eyes on you, it takes me breath away.
Flattery won't get you anywhere, Charlie.
Not long now, Rosie, for me to prove my love for you and take you away from all this.
Do you want your usual?
Yeah, and get them for Frank and Al and for Marilyn. Ah, here they are, on time, I'm pleased to say. Right, we can make a start whilst we're waiting for Marilyn. She phoned earlier to say that she might be a few minutes late. Right, let's hear from you, Al, as it might take some time.
What do you mean? I haven't got much to say anyway. I've got my costumes, Batman, Robin, but they didn't have Spider-Man. The only other one they had was Wonder Woman.
I ain't wearing that. You can wear that.
No, you'll have to change that, Al. Could you find something more suitable, like, Captain Marvel? Anyway, let's move on. Frank, what about your bit?
Yeah, all ordered, ready for collection.
Good. I've got the garage and lock-up sorted. All we need now is Marilyn's contribution. I wonder where that girl's got to.
So you all, don't move. I'm Superintendent Gideon, and this is Detective Constable Watson. Charles Rickerson, Francis Fielding, Alan Caper, I'm arresting you on suspicion of planning a robbery. You do not have to say anything, but anything you do say...
I don't know what you're on about.
We ain't done nothing.
No, all right. It's all right. Only the handcuff from Constable, if they could make a run. Perhaps run is the wrong word. Right for it. They'll not get very far. Now, come on, you three. Let's go.
Frank Fielding, where are you? Ah, there you are. Playtime's over. You're coming home with me.
Petal, darling, I've got to go with these gentlemen.
Gentlemen? That's no gentleman. That's Romeo off the bins and his mate.
Bloody hell.
You mean these keys are taking the old bill?
They're not a bloody old bill.
Oh, Charlie, we couldn't let you go through with your plan for a robbery just to impress us.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, there's no way you would have got away with it. Oh, come here, Alan Caper. Let me give you a big hug and kiss. Let's settle for a quiet life.
Oh, Charlie, I'm sorry if I put pressure on you to do this, but I'd be very happy to have you just as you are and, well, if you were to propose, I might possibly accept.
I think between us, we've done a good job. And this little episode has ended without too much embarrassment. Just goes to show, money ain't everything. All you need is love.
All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love, love. Love is all you need.
All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
That was a Bare Bones Theatre production with the following cast. Charlie was played by Dave Baldwin. Rosie by Margaret Baldwin. Frank by Howard Jones. Sergeant Benedict by Tony Hearn. Al by Richard Worrell. Molly by Amanda Watkins. Superintendent Gideon by Gordon Stewart. Marilyn by Jane Jones, and Petal by Jeanette Bennett. Theme music, Walking Leo and Arthur, by Lothar Bodingbauer. Recording and production by Dave Baldwin.